Every Spiritual Blessing, Redeeming the Time Brothers podcast, a podcast by Gene Kissinger and Norman Kissinger, two brothers who spent their lives in ministry and raising large families. Our desire is to provide a digital place for those who long belong. And in the words of the Apostle Paul, this is our nightlight. It says in Ephesians 1 and verse 3, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ." Who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Came across a writing of Dr. Tony Evans. I like what he said. He said, "The story is told of Mr. Yates, who owned a farm in Texas. The Great Depression came and he was having trouble keeping up with the payments on his farm. The bank began to press him for back payments or face foreclosure. He had 3 weeks left. A man came to Mr. Yates' door. He worked for an oil company. He asked Mr. Yates to give the company a lease to drill on the farm for oil. Yates knew that he was going to lose the farm anyway, so he decided he had nothing to lose. Well, the oil company did drill and hit a gusher, and 82,000 barrels of oil a day. Mr. Yates immediately became a multi-millionaire. Now, there's a question on the floor. Exactly when did Mr. Yates become a millionaire? Did Mr. Yates become a millionaire when the oil company struck the oil, or did Mr. Yates become a millionaire when he bought the farm? Mr. Yates was a millionaire the moment he purchased the farm, but he lived in poverty because he did not know what was underneath the ground." And then he goes on to make the application that you and I as believers, we often really live below the level of blessing that God has given to us because we're unaware of it. We don't dig below the surface, and we really live in a place of spiritual poverty and penury because we've not really accessed all that God has for us. God has the fullness of the Holy Spirit that He wants to be on us and in us every moment of every day, but most of us live lives that are sort of flirting with the flesh and not really accessing the person and power of the Holy Spirit. He's given us the eternal Word of God, really an extraterrestrial message out of this cosmos, from the Creator of the cosmos, from Him to us, and we toss it down on the bedside table or wait to next church service to pick it up again and pretty much ignore it. And so we have access to tremendous levels and layers of truth, and yet we don't do anything about it. We have the body of Christ around us. Nowadays, they talk about crowdsourcing our problems. So you put something online and you have access to the minds of tens of thousands, maybe millions of people to answer the question. You have a church that is there, accessible to you, mature believers that are around you, that you could allow to disciple you, and yet you can't get out of bed, really. Really enjoy sleeping in or watching that latest movie or playing the video game a little bit longer. I'm not trying to be, I just think that maybe if we dug below the surface in our relationship with God, I think we'd have access to power and blessing and strength and comfort and direction that we just don't access because we have no idea it's there. Maybe we could do better. You're a multimillionaire in the spirit realm. It's time to dig below the surface. Dear Lord God, I thank you for this day. I pray that you'd bless us. Help us, God, to find and follow your will. Forgive us for the times that we've allowed the flesh to override the work of the Spirit in our lives. Help us, God, to be your people for this place and time. Help us to love your word. Help us to love your church. Help us to be a part of what you're doing here on this planet in this time. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, God bless you. I love you, but Jesus loves you so much more. Have a great day.